From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S.-led coalition is preparing for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city seen as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Speaking at Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city Mosul. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces. Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for the past week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday. Somali-based al-Shabaab militants attacked non-Muslims along Kenya's northeastern border early Tuesday, killing at least 12 people. Their target, the Bisharo Guest House in Mandera County.
I was shot at more than three times. By God's grace, police KDF.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to her assistance and also to one of her friends. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks that have been attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, sought votes Tuesday in the crucial state of Florida, 2 weeks ahead of the national election. Trump pointed to sharply rising health care costs as a reason to support his call for reform. Speaking with Reuters, he also warned that Clinton's policy on Syria could lead to a confrontation with Russia.
What we should do is focus on ISIS. We should not be focusing on Syria. You'll end up in World War III with Syria.
Meanwhile, Clinton, who won the endorsement of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, told supporters she expects a close election November 8 and urged them not to be complacent. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses worried about his war on drugs to leave. Referring to a U.S. diplomat's concerns over his harsh crackdown, Mr. Duterte called on U.S. companies to pack up and leave, adding, "We will recover." U.S. spokesman John Kirby said for now it's just words.
Nothing's changed from our view in terms of the close relationship that we have and expect to continue to have with both the government in the Philippines and the Filipino people. We've seen these comments. They are at odds, inexplicably at odds, with this relationship that we continue to enjoy.
In Beijing last week, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation from the U.S. Pakistan is mourning the deaths of at least 61 police cadets killed in an attack early this week by three gunmen armed with explosive vests who stormed a police training complex near the southwest city of Quetta. Counterterrorism security forces brought the attack to an end hours later. The Islamic State claimed responsibility, but authorities suspect an Al-Qaeda affiliate. UN Yemen envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed left the country Tuesday after a three-day effort to bring peace and end a 19-month conflict that's killed thousands and displaced millions, creating a humanitarian crisis. Before departing, he presented the outline of a peace plan to Shia Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a. Workers began demolishing the Port of Calais jungle camp Tuesday as part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. Hundreds of refugees boarded buses on the second day of a massive operation to resettle them in refugee centers elsewhere across Europe. South Africa's embattled finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, presents a midterm budget Wednesday amid allegations of fraud. He faces a November 2nd court hearing over a colleague's costly retirement package. President Jacob Zuma Tuesday expressed confidence in Gordhan. In U.S. national basketball, the NBA began its regular season Tuesday with no fewer than 113 players from outside the U.S. At least one international player is on each of the association's 30 teams representing 41 countries. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.